Nanaimo's Filipino community gathered to remember their Vancouver peers who died at a Lapu-Lapu festival last week. 11 people were killed on April 26 when a sports utility vehicle was driven into the crowd during the Filipino cultural celebration in East Vancouver, and those who died or were injured were honored at a vigil on Saturday, May 3, at the BC General Employees Union office on Terminal Avenue, with more than 100 people in attendance. Michael Soja, community member and organizer, told the news bulletin he has family in the Lower Mainland, but none were harmed at the festival. Nevertheless, the tragedy devastated him and kept him up all night trying to figure out what happened. Speaking to the crowd, Soja said he never learned the language of his parents, but was able to learn the language of love from them, something that will guide them through. Love is indescribable, just as much as tragedy, he said. It is spoken through action, and as I look out here today and see my fellow community members coming together to combat this tragedy with love, I feel comfort. I feel like I can breathe again amongst my family, friends, colleagues and community members in a time my thoughts are so inconceivable, so impossible and so destructive. Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krogh told attendees he and the city empathize with victims and the community, and the events of April 26 were a heartbreaking reminder of the reality of life. In the twinkling of an eye, things can change very dramatically. The sorrow and the hurt and the memory of that tragedy should encourage any of us who have any faith to rely on that faith, but also to reach out and ensure that in our community, no one feels so alienated, that no one who is in need or suffering goes without comfort and support from all of us, he said. Despite the tragedy, the Filipino community is resilient, according to Soja. We persevere by being together, he told the news bulletin. Alone, we will not be able to mourn, we won't be able to move forward. The only way out of this is together. The BC government declared Friday, May 2, an official day of mourning and remembrance for the victims. United Way BC has set up the Kapwa Strong Fund, where people can donate, and all proceeds going to provide immediate assistance, counseling and trauma services at http://uwbc.ca/lapu/. In addition, affected people can contact Victim Link BC at 1-800-563-0808, email 211victimlinkbc@uwbc.ca or go to https://victimlinkbc.ca/. BC's crisis line at 310-6789 is available for anyone who needs mental health supports. Kai G. Adam Lowe, 30, was arrested in relation to the incident and faces 8 counts of second-degree murder. Files from Anna Burns, Black Press Media.